KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The fourth inmate who escaped from a New Orleans jail Friday was captured Monday. 10 in all broke out of that jail. 3 are also in custody, and authorities have also arrested a maintenance worker at the jail, accused of allegedly shutting off the water to the toilet to help the inmates escape. ABC's Faith Abube is in New Orleans.
Now, according to investigators right now, what they're saying is during that internal investigation over the last several days, they interviewed all the employees, and Sterling Williams allegedly told them that the inmates on Friday asked him to turn off the water to the toilet, which they moved out of the way and crawled through a hole behind it.
3 U.S. officials confirming that President Trump will announce the initial plans for the Golden Dome missile defense plan at the White House today. That system would help defend against ICBMs and hypersonic capabilities. Mortgage rates on the rise again, the average rate for a 30-year home loan topping 7%. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is set to begin mandatory milk testing in an effort to identify bird flu in cattle. According to a press release, the new national milk testing strategy is mandated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Wisconsin dairy farmers will be required to supply one milk sample monthly to the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab for testing. The goal is to identify any spread of the highly contagious disease and respond as quickly as possible to address it. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at providing tax relief to victims of crime and disasters. The bill, dubbed the Tax Relief for Victims of Crimes, Scams, and Disasters Act, would reinstate a tax deduction for residents with stolen or destroyed assets. The bill would apply to personal casualty losses from things like storms and fires, as well as theft losses from things like scams or robberies. The legislation will now be introduced by a bipartisan group in the House of Representatives. A Milwaukee man is facing multiple charges following an alleged chase through Washburn and Burnett counties this weekend. 42-year-old Dustin Michael Przybylski was charged with fleeing an officer and his fifth OWI offense. Authorities say the Saturday chase began when officers pulled Przybylski over for driving erratically on Highway 53 near Sorona before he took off. The police chase was terminated for safety reasons, but authorities later allegedly found him unresponsive in the vehicle in a ditch on County Highway H in Burnett County. The Hayward Community Food Shelf is accepting signups for their upcoming Food for Kids summer program. The program is open to children who attend one of the Hayward Public Schools, LCO Schools, Northern Lights Christian Academy, Northern Waters Environmental Charter School, and St. Francis Mission School. The program is being offered at no cost to families and will provide over 20 pounds of food each month to each registered child. The boxes will be available every Monday and the first Saturday of the month starting on June 7th. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, for the first time in 2 weeks, the Brewers with back-to-back wins. They beat the Orioles last night 5-4. William Contreras said he thought he just had an okay game, going 4-for-4, including the winning RBI. Pat Murphy.
William has very high expectations. No, he wasn't just good. He was great.
Game 2 of the series tonight. NFL, the Packers signed Matthew Golden to a 4-year, $17.5 million contract guaranteed. Golden says he can now afford to buy back his grandmother's house in Texas, foreclosed a few years ago.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. You know, it got taken away from us a couple years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family. Now, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
That's Packers rookie receiver Matthew Golden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunshine replaced by the clouds as scattered showers and moderate rainfall moves in. Breezy winds continue to whip us, gusting out of the east around 30 to 40 miles per hour. High temperatures are stuck in the mid-50s. And rain still lingers tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Kira Sabin, our positivity psychologist coach, will be here in her second of a three-part series on building community. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. I just wanted to emphasize from my opening rant, my first hour rant, that this provision in the Big Beautiful Bill and in Trump's tax cuts for billionaires legislation, this provision that would say that basically courts can no longer enforce contempt of court unless somebody has put up a bond. With that single stroke, Trump will have basically crowned himself king. No Congress and no courts can stop him. And even if Congress were to try, it would take the courts to enforce their ability to hold hearings, investigations, subpoenas, laws. And without power of the contempt, the courts will have lost that ability. So just wanted to emphasize that. Meanwhile, Donald Trump promised no taxes on restaurant tips. Actually, he promised no taxes on tips, period. And, of course, Wall Street is very excited about that because all these bankers are saying, oh, yeah, you know that $1 million a year bonus that I get? Well, that's not a bonus. That's a tip. I'm serious. I mean, this is you've got a bunch of billionaires and a bunch of very, very wealthy people on Wall Street and in banks and whatnot who are very excited about this provision. Let's just look at the restaurant workers for a moment. Let's just pretend that it's only about restaurant workers. One Fair Wage looked into this, and what they found is that, well, yeah, these restaurant workers may not have to pay taxes on their tips, at least for 4 years. It looks like, by the way, increasingly, it looks like the provisions like no taxes on tips, no taxes on Social Security, if those even make their way into the final bill, will be time limited, to just the next couple, 3-4 years. And then after that, they'll go away. So if there's a Democratic president following Trump, that Democratic president will be blamed for the tax on tips and the tax on Social Security going back up, number one. Number two, the tax breaks for people making under millions of dollars, the tax breaks for average working people, those will expire in a couple of years, 3 years more or less. But the tax breaks on billionaires will be there forever, or at least for the full 10 years of the reconciliation legislation. But here's where it gets wild. What One Fair Wage found, this organization, found that 33% of people who work in blue states, they call them fair wage states, you know, states where you have a reasonable minimum wage, 33% of tipped restaurant workers in states like Oregon, where if you work in a restaurant, you get paid the actual minimum wage plus tips. 33% of them are on Medicaid. And in the low-wage states, the states that haven't raised the federal minimum wage above $7.25 for their states, in those states, it's 37% of tipped restaurant workers are on Medicaid. And, of course, you know, the Trump administration is proposing to strip Medicaid from somewhere between 4 and 14 million Americans, many of them children, many of them elderly, but many of them the working poor, tipped workers in restaurants, for example. So, you know, Trump's no taxes on tips has now become no health care for restaurant workers. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin met with Donald Trump on the telephone yesterday for about 2.5 hours. And, you know, there have been many phone calls between Trump and Putin, apparently, over the last several years, at least according to news reports. And in no case that I can recall did Russia actually provide a readout of the call. Well, they did yesterday. Why would they do that? Because, you know, they want to clarify that what Trump said after the call was complete BS. After the call, Trump said, Putin is going to immediately start negotiating a ceasefire with Ukraine. You know, I got a lot done, right? Yeah. Well, this is what Putin actually says, or what the Russian government, they said, Russia will propose and is ready to work with the Ukrainian side on a memorandum concerning a possible future peace treaty. In other words, and then they said, you know, as the possibility of a temporary ceasefire if corresponding agreements are reached. Right. And then they added, and this is mind-boggling, this is what Putin said after the call. He said, at the same time, I want to emphasize that overall Russia's position is clear. Our main objective is to eliminate the root cause of this crisis. Well, what's the root cause of this crisis? The fact that Ukraine is not part of Russia. I mean, you know, Putin gave a 2.5 hour speech on this just a couple of years ago about, you know, we're not invading Ukraine because of NATO. We're not invading Ukraine because we feel threatened. We're invading Ukraine because Ukraine isn't a sovereign nation. It's a Russian state. It's a breakaway state, and we want to bring it back the same way China wants to bring back Taiwan. And we are bringing it back, Putin says. I mean, look at, they've taken a fifth of the country so far. So Trump had said, there is a tremendous opportunity for Russia to create massive amounts of jobs and wealth. Its potential is unlimited. Likewise, Ukraine can be a great beneficiary on trade in the process of rebuilding its countries. Negotiation between Russia and Ukraine will begin immediately. Yeah, wah, wah, right. Not so much. In fact, Trump has given the Kremlin a financial out with no accountability. And over the weekend, you know, the day before Trump has this phone call with Putin, they launched their deadliest drone strike so far, killing 11 people in Ukraine. So here we are. Meanwhile, the tornadoes are coming, right? Tornado ravaged Kentucky, Missouri, Virginia. 28 people across these states were killed. Global warming is increasing the heat in the atmosphere, which is energy, which makes weather systems more energetic, which makes storms more violent. And the warmer the air is, the more moisture it can hold. And the more moisture it holds, the more of these rivers of water that you get that produce massive flooding. And, we had mile-wide tornadoes over the weekend in Kentucky. I mentioned earlier, I grew up in Michigan. We had tornadoes every single summer. I mean, it was just, you know, it was part of life. But mile-wide tornadoes? Nah. They would take out a house here and there from time to time. They, you know, knock down trees and things. But so anyhow, this is going on. Global warming is driving more and more severe weather. And what's the Trump administration's response? They're cutting back on the National Weather Service. In fact, the Weather Service office in Kentucky that warned people typically is not staffed overnight. Now, they did, you know, some of the people working there did show up in the middle of the night on Sunday night so that they could, warn people that this was coming, and God bless them. But the office was officially closed. They were under no obligation to do that. This is just people doing what they felt was the right thing. The St. Louis mayor, St. Louis, Missouri Mayor Kara Spencer on MSNBC said, what we need right now is federal assistance. This was apparently the worst tornado hit in the history of St. Louis. And Mayor Spencer says, our city cannot shoulder this alone. The state of Missouri cannot shoulder this alone. This is the whole point of having a government. is to do the things that we can't do individually. You know, when David Koch was running for vice president back in 1980, you know, he made the point that government should just get out of this business of educating people and building roads and doing and taking care of people during disasters. He wanted FEMA ended. He wanted the EPA ended. He wanted the public schools ended. All these things, you know, the stuff that is Project 2025, basically. And, you know, his argument was, well, you know, rich people can take care of themselves and they'll, you know, with a little charity, they'll take care of the people around them. And, you know, if we go back to, you know, when millions of Americans are living in poverty, that wasn't so terrible for our grandparents' generation, was it? They survived it. I mean, this is his pitch, essentially. And so, you know, they've gutted FEMA. And the mayor of St. Louis, FEMA has not been on the ground, and we have not confirmed assistance from FEMA at this point. And Kristi Noem, the Homeland Security Director, in a social media post about the hurricanes in the Midwest, made no mention of FEMA. Instead said, the government will take a backseat to local efforts. She says, we discussed how while the emergency management is best led by local authorities, you know, yeah, let's just dump all those bills on them, because here at the federal level, we've got to gut as much of this government as we can so that we can pay for the tax cuts for our billionaires who put Republicans in office. I mean, it's a nice little scheme, right? Billionaires, Spiff, Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito, vote for Citizens United so that billionaires can buy politicians. Billionaires then start buying politicians, and the politicians figure out ways to kick back deregulation and tax breaks to those billionaires. And who's left out in the cold? Who's screwed as a result of this? All of us. You and me. I mean, the rest of us. And that's where we're at now in the United States. It's the gutting of our government to pay for tax cuts for billionaires. And why there isn't like a more widespread revolt against it? Well, I know why. Because Fox News is here. We've got billionaire-owned right-wing media, three different billionaire-owned right-wing television networks, billionaire-owned radio stations, billionaire-supported podcasts, Russia-supported podcasts, all of them saying what Trump does is wonderful.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I mean, they're still promoting trickle-down economics, which, and all that does is produce a nation of peons. 17 minutes past the hour.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back as the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government. FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religious, religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 today to learn more and become a member. Visit ffrf.us/freedom, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our windsurfing regatta and music festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people in D.C. without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping on this extraordinary skincare treatment. Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour, and what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Michael in Falls, Pennsylvania. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
My
last
pleasure.
Last December, the SBA was in dire need of more funding.
The Small Business Administration you're talking about.
Yes. You recall the damage the hurricanes did in South Carolina, North Carolina, et cetera. And, of course, the SBA needed money to get those businesses back on their feet.
Right. They typically offer loans.
Yes. And, of course, that's under FEMA. So they passed a bill of, I believe it was $110 million. And Biden signed it into law in December. My question is, does that money disappear when a new administration comes into play?
And I don't believe so. I think, you know, once money is appropriated, it's there until it's spent. What the game that the Trump administration has been playing, though, is called impoundment. This is something that Nixon tried to do back in the day, and the Supreme Court ruled was unconstitutional. But Trump is doing it anyway, which is where he's saying, essentially,
you know, the Congress appropriates money, and it's up to the executive branch, me, to spend that money. And therefore, I can choose whether or not to spend it. And according to the Supreme Court, no, you can't choose whether or not to spend it. You have to spend it the way that Congress appropriated it. I mean, you can tweak things a little bit here and there, but basically speaking, you've got to get that money out of the door. And this is something that's going to become an increasingly large issue as we go forward, because basically of these agencies that he's gutting, he's doing it through impoundment, which is unconstitutional, according to the Supreme Court.
Yes, of course, but for months now, various Republicans say, well, FEMA's out of money, which it is not out of money if the money does carry over from the past administration. That's my point.
Right, and the second part of that would be, if FEMA is out of money, then it's up to Congress to appropriate more money for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, either we're going to protect our citizens or we're...
I know. As I said, though, it was passed in December.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll take your word for it. Michael, thanks. Thanks for the call. Eric in Mojave, California. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Tom, good afternoon. What do you call it? I just wanted to piggyback a little bit on what Jerry was talking about from Michigan. That, you know, the Democrats need to start playing the game and fighting hard and just buy a bunch of 86-cent bonds for all these court cases going forward. And, you know, I still think that if I had been Joe Biden, I would have done what Romania did after the 2024 elections, and I would have said, you know what, I don't believe it was real. I don't believe it wasn't fixed. Let's have a recount. Let's have a re-election. And, you know, they don't use the power when they have it. They don't play the game to the hilt like the Republicans do, you know.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to an author who had her book removed from the high school where she graduated. All the details on the way. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Court of Appeals Judge Chris Taylor has announced her candidacy in the 2026 Wisconsin Supreme Court race. In a press release, Judge Taylor highlighted her commitment to making sure everyone is able to access the justice system and accused Justice Rebecca Bradley, who plans to seek another 10-year term, of being more interested in pushing her own right-wing agenda than protecting the rights and freedoms of Wisconsinites. Taylor was appointed to the Dane County Circuit Court in 2020 and was elected to the Court of Appeals in 2023. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents not to release aquarium fish into local waterways. In a social media post on Friday, the agency released a picture of a goldfish that had been caught in the wild. They're reminding residents that introducing aquarium fish to the state's waterways could also introduce new diseases and disrupt the native ecosystem. DNR officials are also reminding residents that if they do catch a fish that doesn't belong in the waterway where it was caught, they should notify the agency with its location. Rand's Bowling Lanes in Rice Lake will be participating in a free summer program for kids starting in June. The program is run through KidsBowlFree.com and includes over 1,200 bowling centers across the country and in Canada. Kids who sign up for the program will receive coupons valid for 2 free games of bowling each day starting on June 1st and running through August 31st. Rand's Bowling Lanes in Rice Lake is among those over 1,200 bowling centers, giving area kids something to do during the summer months. The County Deer Advisory Committee recently held a meeting in Spooner, highlighting a robust and growing deer population in Washburn County. Members of the committee and the attending residents mostly agreed that controlling the growing deer population and giving hunters more opportunities should be the goal moving forward. The growth also comes as the boundary lines for hunting zones switch from county-based to habitat-based, opening the possibility of including southern Washburn County in a farmland zone with Polk and Burnett counties. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunshine replaced by the clouds as scattered showers and moderate rainfall moves in. Breezy winds continue to whip us, gusting out of the east around 30 to 40 miles per hour. High temperatures are stuck in the mid-50s, and rain still lingers tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, two swell Appleton gentlemen join me in the studio. First, comedian Rob Breckenridge, then owner of Appleton Cigar, our pal Norm Kopeski, is here to talk about Smoke on the Fox.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Wild stuff. All right, what's on your mind today? Patrick in Chicago. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Hey, Don, thanks for taking my call. Quick joke. The thing about Republicans and lying, that's why they picked an elephant to be their mascot. The main reason why I'm calling
What do Republicans have to do, or what do elephants have to do with lies?
Oh, because they have really long noses. So Pinocchio, you know.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the story about their memories, but okay, go for it. So.
Oh well, yeah, that works too. But they have good memories. Anyway, so my main point was I wanted to talk about nationalizing the law, because you talk a lot about the commons and how, you know, that should belong to the public, and it seems to me like lawyers and law practices, like, that should belong to the people. And I don't understand why we have private practices, because that just allows the rich people to buy their way out of lawsuits. And so I'm just wondering if there's something that, like, I don't know about, some reason why the government can't do that. Could they do that, just shut down all of the law firms and take them over?
Well, if they did, they would be doing it under a form of government that's not what we have. I mean, that's the kind of thing they would do in communist China. But there is a flywheel. There is a counterbalance to the power of big law firms and big money in the law, and that is pro bono work and public defenders. And I've long felt that public defenders are massively underfunded, and that's an area where Democrats should be focusing a whole lot more to more equitably or broadly distribute justice across the United States. You know, a lot of
The pro bono people are kind of the vein that I'm talking about. I wrote about this on my Substack, The Aggressive Progressive, but why can't we just lump all of the lawyers into a pool that the defendants and the prosecutors have to both choose from, and then they can divide any money that would be made between them, so that both sides get paid, so you don't have lawyers that are incentivized to study the law and find out how ways around it in order to make lots and lots of money.
If all lawyers were government employees, you could do that, but they're not. You're talking about government inserting itself into a private industry. I mean, if you're an independent lawyer, you are basically an entrepreneur. And so, no, it ain't going to happen. And I'm not sure it would even be a good idea.
One quick other point. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. But isn't the application of all the bond thing, isn't that ex post facto?
Arguably, yeah. The Constitution said, for people who don't know what we're talking about, the Constitution says you can't make laws that reach back into the past and change, that basically criminalize things that in the past were not criminal, and then prosecute people for them based on that moment in the past. I think you could make an ex post facto argument, but again, I'm not an attorney. So what it's just going to do is create chaos. Thank you, Patrick. Victoria in Olympia. Hey, Victoria, what's on your mind today?
Well, I thought you'd be interested. This came over my telephone. Apparently, about half an hour ago, the House Rules Committee struck the text in the big, beautiful bill that would prevent the courts from enforcing contempt.
Oh, it just got removed?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Well, according to, it came from a rules.house.gov, so I assume it's legit.
That is great. So that means that that our pressure campaign is working. That's really good news.
Well, thank God something's working, yes.
Well, thank you for that, Victoria.
You bet. We can make our telephone calls about other things.
There you go. Well, let me double check this and verify it. But, for the moment, I'll take your word for it. Victoria, thank you. By the way, somebody called earlier and said, why don't Democrats filibuster judges? And I said, I don't think you can. And it turns out I was right. In November of 2013, Senate Democrats eliminated the filibuster. This was during the Obama administration because the Republicans were filibustering every one of Obama's judges. So they had a majority. They had more than 50 votes in the Senate. So they just changed the rules and said no filibusters for judges. But you could still filibuster Supreme Court nominees. So in 2017... same deal. Senate Republicans this time changed that rule so that a simple 51 votes could pass, and you can't filibuster Supreme Court nominees either. So filibusters are not allowed around judges, just FYI. All right, back to our calls. Andy in Ashland. Hey, Andy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the topic of corruption. There's a great article in the Winter Jacobin magazine. The title of it is A Class in Politics. And they point out that corruption is what we're basically experiencing now is the inevitable result of the reordering of the state economy relationship, otherwise known as neoliberalism. Mm-hmm. I've been writing op-eds since 2010 with the Citizens United decision in the local newspaper when we had one against neoliberalism, which really reversed the normal order of the free market. Mm-hmm. Creating, as you know, an unofficial alliance between politicians and businessmen. I like what you said earlier. You were talking about corruption, and I think you mentioned some countries that were spoke about corruption and used it as a focus. And I'm wondering what you think about the Democratic Party focusing on that theme of corruption as AMLO did and Sheinbaum did in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And further, why aren't we consulting those people in Mexico? Why doesn't the Democratic Party hire Obrador as a consultant?
Yeah, I'm not sure that they need a consultant on this, but I do agree. The examples that I gave were Zelensky in Ukraine and not just Ukraine, actually. There have been multiple countries now. Alexei Navalny in Russia, of course, you know, with his anti-corruption institution. But there have been multiple countries now where anti-corruption platforms, essentially, have propelled politicians into power. And I think that the Democrats should be calling out Trump's corruption and Kushner's corruption. I think they should be doing it every single day. I think this point that Rachel made last night is, you know, just cannot be emphasized or repeated often enough, which is that autocrats, authoritarians, fascists, whatever you want to call them, they are always corrupt 100% of the time. And that's why they use that autocracy or that power or that authoritarianism to basically, you know, protect their own corruption. And, you know, Democrats need to be all over this thing. I mean, you know, we need to bring back William Proxmire's Golden Fleece on steroids and do it. Andy, thanks for the call. John in Bay City. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Long, long time listener from Air America.
Oh, yeah.
I got a funny call yesterday as I was walking into my bathroom on my Bluetooth watch about some girl called me and said, gee, we'd love you to call your congressman in New York and tell him to vote for this big, beautiful bill. But my watch is breaking up a little. I didn't quite hear her right. Initially, I thought she was telling me to call this congressman and, you know, tell him not to vote for the bill. And as she's going on and on with this big, beautiful bill, nice young girl. And all of a sudden I said, wait, are you asking me to call my congressman and tell him to vote for the bill? And she says, yes, it's a great bill. And I said, you got to be out of your mind. And I hung up on her.
Good on you, John.
It was so funny. It was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then I thought about it. Gee, if I knew she was doing that, I would have kept her on the phone for like a half an hour or something, you know, so she couldn't call anybody else.
There you go. Yeah. That's when you start making friends.
I know. But I was just thinking, they must be getting desperate. You know?
I think they are, and it looks like the big, beautiful bill did not pass out of the budget committee this morning.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, Trump called out Thomas Massie, the right-winger from Kentucky who loves to post pictures of his children with AR-15s on social media, for being a grandstander. And Massie is like, hey, tough luck. I'm still grandstanding. John, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is going to be interesting, how this thing works out. 45 minutes past the hour. Right back with your calls in just a second. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
Here's a community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North. The Hayward Community Food Shelf is available for you each first Saturday of the month. Located at the Hayward Community Food Shelf at 16216 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward. Again, the food shelf is available the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. Another community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
When I was just 10 minutes
before the hour. Well, we're starting to see the tariffs now popping up. Walmart is starting to increase prices. Home Depot just announced that they're trying to minimize price increases, but there are some products that they just won't even be buying now that there's a 30% tariff on anything coming from China. So keep your eye on this. I'm guessing that the inflation figures are going to start creeping up. We're already seeing home mortgage rates above 7%. I'm looking at a couple of, you know, the two indicators that I have of the economy are
you know, the number of people who are participating or signing up for paid subscriptions on Substack, which has just flattened and essentially collapsed over the last month, and the companies that choose to advertise on our program, which has also flattened out. And I know that it's not just our program, because the ad agency that sells our program also sells about a dozen other radio programs, some conservatives. And everybody's advertising revenue is off right now. Watch MSNBC or CNN, and you'll see public service announcements for, you know, don't drive distracted, or don't drive drunk, or, you know, whatever. And when you see public service announcement like that, that those are just filler, because they can't sell advertising. And those are all, in my mind, you know, having worked in this industry, having owned two ad agencies, those are early warning signs that a recession is coming. And it's this kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. When business starts pulling back, starts laying off, people stop spending money, demand drops, the economy starts to collapse. Michael in San Francisco. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Market. The yields are going up.
Michael, your phone is breaking up really badly, and it sounds like you're talking to me from the bathroom or something. I don't know what, if you're using Bluetooth or something, if you could just use your phone normally.
Yeah. So, is that any better?
Not much, no.
All right, well.
Tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold, and you can work it out with Mateo. Michael's on line five, Mateo. Caleb in Chicago. Hey, Caleb, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I called you a few weeks back, and I gave you a theory on when the stock market was at its lowest. And I told you what I see is I see Trump bringing the rich to their knees. And I believe right now all he's done is he's just let his foot off his neck for a while. And I just want to pitch a theory to you. I really believe that Trump is just a useful idiot. I believe the rich oligarchs and the people behind this have been searching for someone like him for a long time. And now that they have him, they're using him as long as they can. And I believe that once they get their tax break, you know, taxes, the tax cut through, destroying our health care, destroying all of our other stuff, he's going to take his foot back off their neck again and prove to him that he's powerful. I mean, I don't know how else to think about this, but we have Clarence Thomas and his wife that were involved in the insurrection. The media doesn't cover what's really happening. I mean, right now they're talking more about Biden's health than the fact that our country is under assault by someone.
That's because Jake Tapper's promoting his book. I mean, CNN is protecting.
And either these owners of these media companies are aware, or they just, you know, they are involved in it. I mean, simple things like Sean Duffy goes on TV and talking about planes crashing, blaming Biden, and they can't simply follow up with simple questions and say, but you did lay off, you know, tons and tons of people that you actually need. So yeah, I don't really know how. I apologize.
No, it's fine. I thought you were done. This is how authoritarianism works. I mean, you know, Trump threatens reporters. He says, that's a stupid question. You know, get a real job, he said yesterday to a reporter. And what it does is it intimidates reporters. It causes them to be more docile, more domesticated, as it were. And, you know, and that's not a good thing for our country. It's not a good thing for the press. With regard to your analysis of the stock market, my take is a little different. I respect yours, Caleb. But my take is that Trump let his insiders know, and we have some evidence of this, by the way, that he was going to announce these tariffs and they were going to crash the market. And those people got out of the market. And then he let them know when it was time to get back in the market. He even put it on Truth Social and said, time to buy into the market. And so if you had bought in when he said buy in, you'd be up, 10-15% right now? I mean, it's pretty substantial.
Yeah, in some cases, a little bit, you know, quite a bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't even ask Steve Witkoff simple questions like, hey, why is Trump accepting a plane from somebody who funds Hamas? I mean, it's not, I don't even know if you can call it failure. It's choosing to not truly cover what's happening.
I agree. And I think it's because he has succeeded in cowing the press. Caleb, thank you for the call. Tony in Las Vegas. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Oh, not much. Just an incidental kind of small fact that I observed yesterday. I'm a volunteer at the VA here in Nevada, and I'm sitting there a few feet away from the picture of the president, and a workman shows up and removes his picture and drills a bunch of holes in the wall and adds the picture of J.D. Vance.
to the wall.
In addition to Trump or instead of Trump?
No, with Trump. Trump's picture, you know, in all the facilities over 60 years I've dealt with, there's been a picture of the president plus whoever's in charge of that department, whether it's the post office or the VA or whatever. Right. Now they are adding J.D. Vance's picture. Trump's picture goes up, and on each side is now J.D. Vance and the director of that department.
Oh, interesting.
That's never happened in 60 years.
Did you ask who issued the order that this happened?
It's been issued across the country that that J.D. Vance needs.
No, but I mean, did this come from Pete Hegseth, or did this come from
J.D. Vance's office? No, the workman didn't know exactly. The workman I talked to is going to all the VA facilities to add J.D. Vance's, and apparently in all federal facilities, his picture is now being added.
Right.
On the wall.
Right. The question in my mind is, who ordered that?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's why I'm throwing it out to you.
Yeah. Well, maybe somebody knows. Maybe somebody can call in and fill us in.
Yeah. It was so upsetting because they've never put up the picture of the vice president.
No, I got it. Tony, maybe something's going on. Maybe this is just, you know, this is what authoritarians do. They slap their picture all over the place. Tony, thank you for the call. Amazing. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, ye are it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe. Enjoy your day, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After Republican disagreements this week over the GOP reconciliation bill, GOP leaders invited President Trump to Capitol Hill today, trying to shore up support for the sweeping measure that would cut funding to programs like Medicaid and ensure tax cuts for the wealthy. ABC's Karen Travers has details.
The president wants to see action. He wants to see these Republicans get in line, and he expects every Republican to vote yes on this. You know, in terms of what the president might give in, I think he made it pretty clear it's not him that will be making any concessions. He said there are some people who might want a couple of things that I don't like, or he says they're not going to get.
Mortgage rates on the rise again. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage topping 7%. That's the highest level since April. Severe storms targeting the South and Midwest states again today as residents in hard-hit states try to recover. More than two dozen deaths blamed on this week's storms. This is ABC News.